Hi, welcome to See What Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
And I'm Ling.
And this is the movie, TV and DVD review podcast for regular peoples.
That's right. But today, I think we're talking chiefly about movies in the cinema, no?
Yeah, movies. Yeah. No yeah. DVDs today.
No, huh?
Not bad. We are reviewing 10,000 BC.
The Orphanage.
And Alex, our friend, will tell us about Vantage Point. Mm. Oh, very exciting. And what's showing this week? It's the school holidays.
Yes.
What's showing this week?
Oh, wow, okay.
Sorry, but although I know children never read the newspaper for listings. So They rely really on the ads or the bus ads or the taxi
really?
Ads. Yes. They're like, hey, they want Elephant, Horton, I want to watch.
Oh, like that, huh?
Yes. So Horton.
Horton is in the sneaks this
that's
week.
That's right. About an elephant?
Yes, based on Ted Giesel. It's a Jewish name.
Book.
Yeah. Horton. Interesting elephant cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more adult-like stuff. Step Up 2.
All about dance, and more dance.
And dance. No story, no acting, just dance.
You sure not?
Hot Bodies. Apparently, the sequel is better than the original.
Oh dear.
That's not saying much.
Yeah, because I don't know many sequels that are better than the original.
So the first one must really have sucked. But apparently, that made a lot of money, so I guess they're doing it again. So Step Up 2, we might review that next week.
Okay.
The Water Horse, Legend of the Something or Other.
That's right. But it's not about a horse. And I'm not sure if it takes place in water, because it's a dinosaur type of movie, right?
Yeah, it looks like a dinosaur that swims. This is a holiday week, lah. That's why all these kiddie movies come out.
That's right.
At this time. And going to Orchard Road is a nightmare.
It's a little bit of a logistical challenge.
Claustrophobic as well.
Claustrophobic.
Yeah. A lot of kids out there dressed in too little clothes. Trying to be hip. Your parents never tell you cannot wear like that. The skirt so short.
You know, I don't know how we're going to grow the population to what? 6.5 million?
Well, if you wear those skirts like that, I think can.
Oh, can. Take up less space, is it? Unlike if they were wearing ball gowns in the medieval times.
Okay, let's jump into movie review time.
See what show? See what show? Review time.
10,000 BC, I went to this movie with great expectations because, you know, I'm a history buff.
Oh.
I am.
Okay.
Although I got a D in history. But I'm a
when buff. Was Singapore founded?
1970?
65.
Okay.
Nah.
Not that kind of history, like ancient history.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the pyramids, is it?
Yeah, that kind of Giza, all that nonsense.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm sorry to say, this is one very big, lousy movie. It's 10,000 BS.
Oh.
Yeah, let's rename it, man. 10,000 BS.
We always believed we were alone in this world.
This one will lead our people to a new land.
You have a great destiny.
I'm going after them.
Avalon!
Where do they take them?
The mountain of the gods. No one has ever returned.
You are the one we were waiting for. You will free our people.
As one!
Okay. Let's start with a simple one.
Okay.
The caveman speak English. Okay.
Can.
Now that we got
don't
it out of the
way. They do like hooga booga.
Some of it. There's some hooga boogaing, but there's a lot of English and there's a lot of BS. Let's look at the story, okay? The story is about a Yagal tribe during the Mesolithic period who hunt mammoths.
Okay.
They hunt mammoths, which are, in case you never study history is or, you know, historical biology, is giant elephant with big tusks and hairy body.
Mammoth. Not like Horton.
No, not like Horton. Horton is not a mammoth. Their spiritual leader, they call her Old Mother. Really, they call her Old Mother. Lao Ma. Okay, that part is really funny by itself. Who is a seer. She's a wise old woman. Tells the tribe about her prophecy. Four-legged demons will destroy this tribe. Mm. They will come and they will destroy this tribe. There's a blue-eyed hot chick, Evolette. Among us, she will also be responsible to save the tribe somehow. She has got a destiny and all that. Evolet is this hot chick whose other name is She Who Bathes, because she's the cleanest woman in the entire show. Oh. Well, that's my name for her anyway.
Okay.
I'm sure Evolet means something like She Who Bathes. Also,
indeed, with your rich historical knowledge.
I know. And also that whoever kills the main mammoth in the next mammoth herd arrival will get to marry her and be the leader of the tribe and the wielder of the white spear. It's basically this spear made of white bones, you know, don't know bones of what. I'm assuming mammoths. Okay, so there's this character called Delay, spelled D apostrophe L-E-H. So he's all half French, half Singaporean.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, let's call him Lay, but I want him to be French. Delay.
Delay, I see.
His brother, Dila. Dilaw. So it's this dude who saves, who loves Evolette. From young lady, very young, like her, aka cleanest woman in the tribe. And she loves him back, okay? And he's not the hero as hero as the others. Not so hunk. Well, he's hunk, but he's not as hero.
Mm.
Yeah. There are other people who are like well, this guy called...
Himbo, la, in other words.
He's a himbo, yeah. There isn't like the hunter ability like Karen, who is another fellow,
okay,
who's a real hunter, better hunter. There's a girl named like Karen.
It's also a tribe name.
True, true. And Karen is competing with him to be the leader of the tribe.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, because he's a better hunter. Right? So Delay's father, cannot take it. Hey, Delay. Delay. Delay's father don't believe the prophecy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to leave the tribe to go out there and see whether I can save this tribe some other way or not.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody don't believe. They think he is a deserter of the tribe in their hour of great need.
Mm-hmm.
So Delay grows up being scorned by the rest of the tribe, la. Your father traitor, right? And true to Lao Ma's prophecy, their village is attacked by four-legged demons, which is actually a mounted tribe.
Okay.
They like very vicious warriors on horses. Yeah.
Okay.
They come, they take Evolette, the girl, the hot chick. They take many others and kill a few and take them all as slaves and run away. Chiklo, chiklo, chiklo. Got to have the horse effects, I'm like.
Oh, I thought it's like.
Oh, the good is good. That's quite good too. Especially your nay. So, Delay and the current white spear holder, okay, his name is Tick Tick. I'm sorry. They have dumb names, all right? Tick Tick is like a very important man. He's a leader, you know, he's the father's best friend. Okay, he's Northern Indian.
Within your name holds your destiny, you know.
Yeah, I know Tick Tick, you know, he's just not destined for anything great. So Delay and Tick Tick leave with a few other guys to give chase. Mm-hmm. So as to rescue their tribe's people, lah. Right. Along the way, they meet other tribes, mostly African. They all decide to follow Delay because they think he's the chosen one who will help them rescue and free their people as well, because their people also kind of like taken and killed and stuff by the mounted tribe. Okay. So that's basically the story, lah.
Mm.
Let me just say, don't expect historical accuracy,
mm-hmm,
because my wife was muttering, that time got metal, meh.
Oh, I see. So it's anachronistic.
There are horses, meh, in 10,000 BC. Mammoths and horses hanging out together. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. We are talking about Ice Age mixed with Bronze Age mixed with Iron Age. Something mm-hmm like that. Mm-hmm. And even a little bit of Egyptian era. I know. I mean, okay, forget it. Don't even expect logic.
Mm.
Okay, it's out the window. I don't know where to begin. Okay, first.
So what genre is this? Fantasy?
No, it's not even fantasy. It's just historical action thriller.
Crap.
Epic thingamajig.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, okay. The tribes, very rojak, all mixed up. Within Delay's tribe, okay, the Yagal people, some look like Northern Indian, like Tick Tick. Some look like Amor, like Delay himself. Then there are a couple of Latino-looking fellas. You know what I'm saying? It's all very UN, you know? Benetton moment. And then the mounted tribe is worse. They look like WWE wrestlers on horseback with no neck, huge muscles, some of them no hair, all very fierce grunting. Grunting WWE tribe. And then in what looks like days, these guys, the whole posse of them, the Delay guys, they walk through a European plain. Then next moment, snow mountain. Then next moment, some African jungle. Then next moment, the Nile Valley. And the next moment, deserts. So they went through like 4 or 5 different climates and places. Within, I don't know how long they were walking, these guys.
Their location scout very on.
Solid. Then by the time, I mean, even if you say, okay, this is all shortened time, so actually they walk very long. By the time they meet each other, I think they already aged like 10 years already. Right? But they don't look like they age very much. You know, maybe even the beard doesn't even look very long.
Okay,
here's another thing. The WWE tribe, right? The whole wrestling tribe. The guys who go and kidnap and kill. What is up with these people? They travel so far just to pillage a couple of small villages, which, by the way, did not exist in 10,000 BC, if you follow his story, to grab a couple of slaves for some big project. They ran out of slaves around their area. You got to travel so far, go over land and sea, just to get like a couple of slaves. Right. A lot of trouble for some free labor, you know.
Right.
A bit illogical, right? CG was okay. I like the mammoths, the hair, the hairy mammoths, and they look quite cool. The saber tooth in there, not so hot. The one you see in the poster. There were some fearsome killer ostriches, which were well rendered, but actually the action sequence, while exciting, was actually quite stupid. I mean, they were like overgrown, fierce chicken running around. Cannot make it. Okay, and then there's inaccuracy, and then there's inaccuracy, right? With 300, the movie, you know 300?
Yes.
You can suspend disbelief on Greek history because you forgive them. There's action, there's Sparta. So you're like, okay, it's all right. I don't mind if it's inaccurate.
There's stuff to watch, right?
Yeah, but with 10,000 BS, you get pissed off.
BC, I mean, BC.
BS.
When people do a search, then they cannot find this movie.
Okay. Mammoths in the Ice Age being used on an Egyptian pyramid project, circa 2000 BC. Hello? The mammoths don't feel hot one. Even a casual film goer won't believe it. All right. Okay, other things that piss me off. Why must the white man always save the African people? From a Middle Eastern evil? There you go.
We, the people of the Agal, hunt the mightiest of beasts, the Manak. He is great, and we are small, and still we bring him down. Because we hunt together, as one. When the sun rises, we will join our brothers and sisters on the mountain of the god and convince them to fight with us together as one.
And what is up with Lao Ma, okay? The old mother is the most meaningless character in the movie. Half the time, she's in this like trance. Her only role, I think, is like some kind of live TV satellite feed for the rest of the tribe who want to know whether Delay is doing okay or not. Once in a while, she goes into this constipation. Oh, Delay in trouble. She got vision, constipation. So evil is, you know, besetting our poor hero. And even when she has this final job to do, it's the lamest, cheesiest part of the whole movie. So someone should just kill off old mother and be done with it. And here's the other thing. Why does everybody have clean teeth? Okay. The cleanest teeth of all cavemen, I tell you. Dental hygiene must have been incredible during that time.
Yeah, wow.
The other external annoying thing about the movie were the giggling schoolgirls in the cinema who like swooned every time Delay ran around half naked in the movie, which is most of the time. Yeah.
I see. School holiday.
Holiday. The movie is a little bit of a
repressed. They're repressed.
Yeah. Not enough boys in their lives. Okay. The movie is a little bit of Stargate, a little bit of 300, a little bit of Matrix, because he's the one. A little bit of The Scorpion King. But, you know, cliche after cliche after cliche, it's nowhere good as good as the movies it borrows from. And I don't know how the director Emmerich went from Stargate to an Independence Day, the Patriot, Day After Tomorrow, you know, all this stuff, to this like crap. Then again, he did Godzilla.
I think you didn't like it. Would I be correct to say that?
How do I put it? If you want to watch this, you will waste your money, but I suggest you go and watch it to see how bad it is.
It's like a bad accident. You just have to like look.
That's the only way to enjoy it. I had Zid out there when I was ranting about it, and among the boys who watched it, and he went, "This is intriguing. I want to watch just to see how bad it is." So that is my 10,000 BC rant.
Indeed. And now I take you all the way to Espanol to watch The Orphanage coming out soon.
Spanish horror movie.
Spanish horror. Belen Rueda plays Laura, an orphan, okay, who spent some of her childhood years in an orphanage by the sea, right? But she's a very, very lucky orphan because she gets adopted. And so she leaves behind her caretakers and fellow orphans who had become like family to her by then.
Simon!
There are children who can see a hidden world whose imagination opens their eyes.
Starts off very nice, like black and white sepia sort of sequence. Fast forward 30 years later, she's now Belen Rueda, okay, the actress, right? The previously, obviously, when she was an orphan, she was a small girl. I don't know her name. So fast forward 30 years later, she's married to a man called Carlos, and they have adopted a 7-year-old boy called Simon, who has HIV. Okay, so he has to take medicine, and you know, like she cares for him and things like that. So they all come back to the old orphanage, which is now not in operation anymore. And Laura has plans to revive it and take in these disabled orphans and give them the love that she once experienced, you see. But then, okay, I don't know why she would want to do that, but she moves into the orphanage and she doesn't sort of like do a proper check of the premises.
never go and inspect the place.
Never really inspect the nooks and crannies and secret doors and secret chambers and what's hidden, you know, behind the walls and blah blah blah. I suppose you don't really look behind the walls, but there's a lot that she uncovers in the orphanage.
Okay.
When the spooks start happening, right? Of course, the spooks involve her very cute little kid Simon. He starts talking into space, and then you know, of course, she as the mother is worried, and she tells her husband, "Why is he talking into space?" And her husband is like, "Oh yeah, it's just an imaginary friend.
Right?
It's a you know, it's a phase that he's going through, yeah. Right?" But of course, the scares escalate, and it kind of comes to a head when she has this event where she's inviting orphans to a party at her house. Okay, now that is the general story, but I have to comment that for a horror movie, the spooks are really quite cliche. The actress's effort in being very earnest and sort of disbelieving, and then later on believing that there could be spirits lurking in the orphanage, are very, very earnest. But there's only that much of the door creaking and banging that you can use, you know, or for that matter, the kind of scary heightened music, right?
So what kind of recipe
of using cute children, right? When you have a little kid telling you something, believing that, there's this friend and he's showing me this place and, I'm going to play this game, you know, you must believe it, you know, and things like that. That kind of makes you feel a bit creeped out, right?
Okay. Cute children always make scary ghost storytellers.
Yes. Well, yeah, kind of. Makes it believable. Yes. So, overall, it's okay like that, okay? But I feel that it's cliched, for one. And I also feel that it's really a little bit cheesy. Like, there's this one scene, very, very cheesy scene, where Laura hires a medium, okay?
To try to
get in touch. Huh?
Always have to bring in a medium.
Is it?
Yeah, they do. They always like,
Okay, well, she hires this medium, very, very, like, hokey kind of medium, to try and get in touch with the spiritual world, okay?
Right.
And then the medium and her assistants are wired up through this, like, AV system. So, you know, like, Carlos and Laura and the assistants are in one room and they're looking at the medium through this CCTV.
Oh, it's high-end medium, isn't it?
High-end medium.
Not then, the old-school one.
Ah, and then got the interference sounds. Can hear like,
high-tech.
Like that, okay? Really cheesy. It's so bad that it's good. It's a little bit like...
10,000.
Well, I don't know if it goes as bad as that, but it's a little bit like it's an accident so bad that it's good. The nice thing about this horror movie is that the overarching theme, basically about people who are deprived of parental love or maternal love, more specifically, that's quite well captured. Okay, and that's to the credit of the actress, Belén Rueda. I think that women who have children will probably have a very soft spot for the movie. I don't want to say more because if not, then it's just complete spoiler.
Of course.
For me, I thought the ending saved the cheesiness and the cliched moments.
Okay.
You can go and watch it if you have 1 hour, 45 minutes to spare. Don't need to think so much. If you like horror, you like kids, you can watch this movie. The only thing is that you have to take note that it's in Spanish. But it's okay.
Did it get in the way?
No, not really.
Okay.
There are subtitles and you more or less can follow, really.
All right.
Yeah. You can easily follow what's going on, not just because of the acting, but the soundtrack also, like I told you. That's right.
Close your ears.
But nothing compared to a movie like Sixth Sense.
Okay, you enjoyed that more, huh? The only movie that Night Was His Face ever done right.
Oh, after M. Night Shyamalan.
Downhill all the way for him.
You think so?
Yeah. Have
really?
You? Can you? What are the
I
movies?
Like the Mel Gibson one. What's that called? Signs.
Oh, man, come on.
You didn't like that?
No. Signs sucked. Anticipation and then at the end. Jeez.
Okay.
Bad. Never had a good night movie after that. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, I didn't like the other one. What is it called? The Village. I didn't like that.
That was bad. That was worse.
Oh, that was incomprehensible for me.
Okay, we're going to speak to a friend, Alex, who watched Vantage Point. And it's a thriller. She had some views on the movie. Let's have a listen. Okay, so we're with Alex, who watched Vantage Point.
Hello.
Yeah. What do you think about the movie? What was it about in the first place?
It's the typical US president getting assassinated by the antagonist of us. And I think that the movie went quite smoothly because it was told from many perspectives.
How many?
Around 8, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, 8 points of view.
Yeah, 8 points of view. So there's a main storyline, and then the story was told with many people's point of view.
President Ashton has been working with leaders from 5 continents to forge a new groundbreaking alliance.
Today, we make history.
What happened in the movie was that they kept replaying the same parts over and over again, and that was quite annoying because after once or twice, you get quite annoyed and you're like, forget it, you know, you don't want to watch it.
How did they do that, replaying?
Well, they basically freeze the frame and then they rewind everything back. Yeah, that's what they
Okay,
do.
One time is okay, 2 times is okay, then 3 times gets old.
Yeah, it gets quite boring after that.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Alright, okay. But do you enjoy the movie?
I mean, overall, the storyline and concept was good, but the way they told it was not new, but it was very rarely seen in the movie industry and how they actually make movies. So it was an eye opener for me. But I guess they took a lot of concept from like Lost, from other shows that we've seen before, and after a while we actually got the gist of it.
So what do you not like about it?
Well, it's a simple plot. It's nice, but the ending was quite abrupt. It was something that you will not expect and you will not like it because there wasn't any closure to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else should we know about before we watch this movie?
I think that if you want to watch this movie, right, you shouldn't watch the trailer.
Why? Usually I watch trailer first before I watch the movie, so I know it's nice or not.
That's the thing. If you watch the trailer, you will actually get the whole gist of the story, and there's no point watching the movie if you watch the trailer.
A lot of spoilers,
Yes, a lot.
Oh, that's a horrible cardinal sin.
Definitely.
Trailer with spoilers.
Yeah, it was terrible. You actually know the whole movie after watching the trailer, so there's no point watching it.
Okay, so viewers of this movie need to avoid the marketing material at all costs. Stay away from the trailer. Don't even look at the poster.
Yeah, don't. Please don't.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye. So that was Vantage Point, and that's our show for today. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Ling.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Bye.
A production of C. What? Show.com.